never really costs very much to eat out there. I mean, we could eat, you know, you could eat for 75 cents, $1.50. I mean, it was just nothing really. I mean, to, and I, you know, the years that we lived out there, I saved so much money because they gave us subsistence, you know, even, you know, by, for living out there, we got paid $5 a day subsistence if you were in Mercury or the forward, and you know, the base camp, and then $7.50 if you were anywhere other than that. And so we could pretty much live on the subsistence and just, you know, stash away our salary. But you know, I mean, the salaries, I think when I hired in as a clerk typist, my hire date was August 10th, 1962, and I was a clerk typist, and I made $1.67 an hour. And then about 6 months later, I got promoted to a senior clerk. Now both of those are clerical positions. And I think I got promoted at $1.75 an hour. And so we were making those types of wages, but yet we were living, I mean, our housing was very inexpensive, you know, didn't really cost anything. Food was inexpensive, so.
Were those wages comparable to other wages at that time, or were they higher or lower than average?
When I left Florida, I was working for a company making $40 a week, and by the time the taxes were taken out of it, I probably walked home with $28 a week. So whenever I got here, wow, I thought, you know, I was rich, you know.
Right.
I mean, I didn't even cash my paychecks for about 6 weeks, and then somebody from payroll contacted me and they said, what are you doing with the paychecks? I'm just looking at them. I says, I'm going to send them home to my daddy so he can put them in the bank.
Wow. So you were able to live on your per diem.
Yeah. And we could just save that. I mean, the first year at the test site, and that's what I was making, $167 and $175, because I was a senior clerk for a long time. About, I think, 11 years I was a senior clerk. Of course, I made pay increases every year, but that first year, I don't think I was probably making any more than, you know, well, less than $2 an hour. And I had saved $4,000 in 1 year. I was going to buy myself a new Corvette, you know, because that's what they cost at the time. But as it was, I didn't do that. Probably a good thing. I probably would have wrapped it around a telephone pole and killed myself or something, you know. But so anyway.
Did you have to pay rent? When you lived at Mercury?
Yeah, we did, but it was only like 50 cents a day or something, you know. I mean, it really wasn't anything at all. And so it was, you know, it was so inexpensive, you know, to live there. And, of course, you know, we ate at the cafeteria. And a lot of people will say, well, what did you do back then for excitement?
Right.
But, you know, I guess because living in the dormitory, there were so many girls there. And, of course, they had dormitories for men, too. And we would get together and, you know, have little parties or just get together and go to the movies. Because we had a movie theater. It was not a real fancy thing. It was just a big Quonset hut, you know, but they set up a movie theater. No popcorn, but, you know, we'd go. They showed different movies all the time. And they had recreation facilities. And, you know, it wasn't, I mean, kept us busy. You know, we had a good time back
then. Did you make